Everybody, it's Jen. So this week we're just going to have a little video or a little audio. We're going to mix it up to help you think about this next season and what you want for your creativity. Not in a make goals, a striving kind of way, but in a gentle, focused way like we like to do here. And the first thing I want to say is that here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's summer! And summer has a lot of expansive energy. It often has vacation. It may have children home. Routines and habits can get mixed up in good ways and not so good ways. But it particularly has the energy of there's so much time. And we can kind of get these unrealistic, unarticulated expectations about what we're going to get done or how much time we're going to have to play or learn. And for those of you who are in the other parts of the world, it may be a time, of course, of going inward more and having more time to yourself or more time indoors, which again can seem unlimited if we don't make some plans for it. So the thing that I'm going to ask you to do this first day is think about two questions. The first one is, what am I really hungry for in this season? Depending on what's going on energetically for you and in your health and where you're living in the world. What am I really hungry for? And I'm going to ask you to do that, to answer that question maybe a few times in writing. Maybe keep your hand moving for a few minutes and then visit that a couple of times or just keep adding to it. Don't make it a big ding-dang-do, but do it in writing because it'll show you some patterns and themes and it won't feel so overwhelming. And your brain likes to get things out. Then, after you do that, and only after you do that first, I want you to look at your actual calendar. You gotta be kidding me. This is the part that I hate, but this is the practice that we do at the Weekly Oasis every single week, and is the practice that changed my life, which is being realistic after I look at what I desire. It's bringing the two together. And summer or winter are really important times, I think, to reorient to this practice because they can have that big expansive or that go inside energy. So what am I really hungry for? What am I really wanting? What am I wanting to create? What am I wanting to experience? What am I wanting to make sure happens or that comes into my life? And then let me look at where is the travel? Where are my commitments to work, to family, to elderly parents, etc.? All the things that make up our life. Now, if you find yourself getting dour about doing that second part, it usually means that it's time to think about sequencing what you want to create, kind of creating a sequence of what gets worked on when, or it can mean that the top priority right now is to get some rest and to recharge and maybe to fill up the well of learning. We'll talk about that tomorrow, but you got your homework for right now. So play along, let's get focused, but first let's desire. See you tomorrow.